Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. Tonight we're going to talk about UFOs. Well, a lot of times you'll hear a hum, and sometimes you won't hear anything. They're silent. I remember when I was a kid, there was a flap of them in Michigan in the 70s, and nobody knew what it was. It was all, they were calling the police station, and it was all over radio and even on TV, so, and I believe there's life out there. Who would think that we're the only ones that are here, you know? And then there's always the strange lights in the sky at night sometimes. You know, they'll flash, you know, blue, red, yellow, so, and they're there. I believe they're there. I mean, my mom and I saw one coming home from North Carolina one time, and it looked like a truck with a triangle on the front of it with three triangle lights. That was weird. So, well, if you have a story, share it. So I'm going to pick my first person. 310. Hello, 310. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Can you hear me? Yes, my name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Have you had an experience with a UFO or seen one?
I feel like I did. I mean, it's unexplainable, but last summer, it was a nice day. It was around like 4 p.m., and it was daylight still, and it was really nice. And I was just driving, and I was at a red light. And I looked up on the sky, and there was this, like, it had, like, a blue light, but I seen it for just, like, 3 seconds, and then it just disappeared. I knew it wasn't an airplane, and I couldn't explain what it was, but I don't know. I think that it could be a UFO. I don't know. nothing explains how quickly it disappeared. Yeah, my reasoning.
So do you have a question?
Oh, yes. I was wondering if I can connect to my grandpa. His name is Jose, if he has any messages or anything really that you get.
Now, what anniversary is coming up? Because he's showing me red roses. So is there like a birthday, death day?
He passed away in February recently, so maybe it's his second month.
Okay. Well, he's showing me some kind of anniversary. And he also says all you can do is do your best and always do your best and you know you did good.
Oh. Oh.
And he says, always ponder before you answer, because think, you know, of things before you answer. That way you'll have a more clear answer to give.
Okay. That resonates a lot. Yeah. I got in an argument. I was bickering, and it's exactly that. I should have thought before I, you know, I said what I said, because ultimately we cannot change people's perspective on things,
no.
Even though we may feel like we are correct, but that's what I learned from that. And exactly what you said, think before you speak or give an answer.
That's what he was saying. So that's your confirmation that you know it's your grandpa.
Yes. Does he have any messages about law school? I'm thinking about going to law school, and I feel like I'm getting to that point where I can be really serious about it.
Yes, he says that you can help a lot of underserved people. He says you'll help the little guy.
Oh.
And he says you're
okay.
Smart and you can do it.
Wow.
And,
that means
and,
a lot.
What does Mijo mean? Mijo?
Like my kid, like my son, like dear.
Oh, okay. Well, he's saying Mijo.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably getting it wrong because I don't speak other languages, so that's what I'm hearing.
Mija would be an A for girl, and O
okay.
would be for an O, for a boy.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Awesome. So then I just need to get on it, basically?
Yep.
Get
and
it done. You'll
do well. You'll be good. And you'll
okay.
probably graduate
awesome.
High marks. He says you're a smart girl. You're a smart girl.
I probably what? What was that?
He's patting his he's putting his finger to his head, said, smart girl, smart girl.
I just got to, yeah, think before I speak, like you said. That really is what I learned recently so much. Like, I'm trying to not make that mistake again.
Well, you won't, and you'll do well with school. So, thank you.
Awesome.
I hope you...
Thank
have
you.
A good day.
Yay, you too. Bye.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right. 805. Hello, 805.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Donna. I'm in California.
Hi, Donna.
You?
Have you ever had a UFO experience?
I haven't. No. But I... In my mind, I was way up there, though, where, I sense them. And I mean, I believe in them, definitely. Yeah.
What's your question?
Well, I had a couple questions. One, is my housing appointment, am I going to pass it? It's in July.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And later on, like in a year or so, do you see me moving at all, maybe meeting a man and living with him or moving to my sister's or, I don't know, I'm just, you know,
well,
all by myself.
I see you having a relationship, and you're going to, you're right, probably live with him, you know.
Yeah, I prefer that. You know, I love my sister and all, but she's married, and, you know, they have their relationship. And
well, I don't
you know,
see you having to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You are infirmed or anything wrong with you or
no
anything like that. You'll be able to be all right.
Yeah. She just wants me up there for company, you know, company for her. She's an hour and a half from my house, but I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of isolating up there on their ranch. I don't know if I'd want that so much, you know.
I don't see you doing that. You'll visit, but I don't see you living there, no.
Yeah. Do you think within the year I'll meet someone?
Yes.
Maybe this year?
It looks like you probably have an opening to meet somebody in August.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
So be open-minded.
Yeah, I will. And I've been taking good care of myself and just kind of getting ready as far as feeling good and whatnot. I could meet someone.
Girl's best friend gets some new makeup and there you go.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else coming up for me that you see? Or
You're going to take like a little vacation this year too.
Yay. Oh, wonderful. I totally want to do something. Yeah, that'll be nice. The blind man that I look after, he's not doing too well. So that'll probably end that little thing that I had. Like,
yeah, the little 12. Side gig, yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you can't find another person to take care of.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. With him, though, it was so easy. We would just go out to lunch. Ah!
Yeah, that's the most wonderful kind. That's enjoyable.
Yeah, he would listen to music, watch TV a little bit, and go out to lunch, any restaurant that I wanted to go to. And yeah, it's pretty good. Oh, and I love his personality, and you know, I just loved being around him. He was the perfect companion, you know.
Oh, and he has great stories. Yeah,
he does. He's so worldly. You know, he's been around the world and he's traveled a lot. And yeah, real nice man. His brother's here. I just met him, so that went well. Me for taking such good care of him. I was with him for like 6 years.
Oh,
you know? Yeah. So that's nice.
Well, and he enjoys you. So.
Yeah, yeah, we get along real well. What else was I was going to ask you something else. That's about it, I guess. All right, I look forward to meeting someone. And, yeah, I'm just too bored by myself all the time. All my friends moved away.
Aww.
Florida, Canada, yeah. So I'm all by myself. You know, thank goodness I have my friend, you know, that friend and my neighbor. I help him out. But that's kind of wearing on me a little bit. I don't get paid or anything, and it's just he's kind of really depending on me to do everything, and it's just kind of wearing me out. And I just think,
all you have to say is set limitations and boundaries.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Say, you know, I do get paid for this.
What?
Let him know I do get paid for this.
He has no money. He has no money. No. He gets like $1,500 Social Security, and he's got to pay his rent and everything, you know? So I kind of feel for him that way.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a nice man. He's very, very nice and all, but I just want to, I'm just so anxious to meet someone and have my own life, you know?
And you will.
Move away.
You're going
to. Move away from this. I mean, the man's not my father or anything. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get
like
it.
Feeling obligated to do everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, I will move from here eventually, huh?
Yes, you will. Absolutely.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I hope things are going well for you.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Oh, you have a good evening. All right.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right. 203. Hello, 203.
Oh. Hi, I'm so glad you picked me. Yes, I do have a story that I've never really understood. Many years ago, I saw UFOs for almost 3 weeks straight, almost every night when I'd go out and walk my dog. The first sighting was when I was driving home, and I actually woke my son up and made him come out with me to be a witness. You know, was this in fact a UFO? And many, many times after that, I'd wake him up and drag him outside. And then my son broke his back. And then he had a horrible reaction to the anesthesia, and I think he passed twice. And that was the end of the UFOs. It was every night for 3 weeks prior to his accident. And I don't really understand what that was about, but that was it.
Well, maybe they were just trying to warn you.
Yeah. Yep. That's all I could figure out from it. And actually, I do have a question regarding my son again. This past week and weekend, I've been doing a lot of work, going to church and spiritual work and praying for him, and I'm wondering, do you see that this has helped? I'm afraid that he's in danger, his family. He's not doing so well.
But mentally?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's down. He's depressed, and he's very upset about his situation in life. But
yeah.
Prayers always help.
Do you see that I've shifted anything?
I feel like he should. I'm not a doctor or anything, but he needs to go see a psychologist because he's really, really depressed.
And I don't know if I should. I've been praying so hard that he'll come around, and I don't think he will. I don't know if his wife and the wife's mother will let me, you know, talk to the two of them and suggest that they do, you know, try to convince him, do some sort of intervention, because he's not going to do anything on his own, and I'm worried for all of them.
And he isn't going to do anything on his own. He needs, you know.
Right. Would they be open to me asking them to you know, do something about it, an intervention or something?
All you can do is talk and ask.
Yeah. Well, they've never really had me be part of the family, so I'm worried that I have no idea if they're going to be open to me or not.
Yeah, but prayers always help.
Do you see him being safe?
Right now he's going through it. He's really upset about everything.
I know. I'm worried about his safety.
I understand. But you can't make somebody do something, you know.
Do you see that he'll be safe through all of this?
You can't make somebody do something.
No, I'm just wondering if, I know that. I'm wondering, will he be safe?
They're not going to do anything to him.
Who's they?
His family.
No, I'm afraid he'll get angry and get in the car and you know, I'm afraid his rage is going to harm him.
I understand. He needs help with that, but I don't know if he'll get it or not.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. And he does have anger issues. He needs anger management, and he needs a psychologist.
I know. Yeah, I was just hoping if you saw anything, if he'll get a psychologist, if you see anything.
Oh, he's resistant to everything. He's just all pissy.
Yep.
And he's mad at the world.
Yep.
So just say your prayer protection, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. My name's
Hello.
I'm so glad I got a chance to talk to you.
Yes.
First,
what's your name, and have you had a UFO experience?
No UFO experience. But my name is Ellen, and I was wondering if you could perhaps bring in some of my mother's ancestors. I started doing some genealogy, and I'm learning more about them. And so if any one of them wanted to come through,
do you have a lot of Irish in the woodpile?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yes, because there's a whole bunch of Irish people. And then you have, like Slavic people, there's little people with babushkas all over, little ladies with babushkas all over. So, you know, with the little scarves on their head, little short ladies, they're going to get it before they get them. They're powerful little ladies. You also have a crest over in Ireland. You have a family crest.
Yes.
So they're telling me that, and then you have a little bit of Scotch, too. Scottish?
Probably. I wasn't able to find that in the genealogy, but I know my mother lived in Scotland for a while, even though she wasn't Scottish.
Oh, well, there's something about a tartan, so. Is your mom passed, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's been around you lately, and did you get a new pot or something? She's, like, fascinated with some pot you have in the kitchen.
No, I'll have to give that some thought. I guess, let me think about it. There's nothing new in there, but maybe I haven't used it lately. Maybe she's fascinated by it.
Well, there's something about a pot in the kitchen. And then
a
she
pot,
also
pot?
Likes it. A pot, P-O-T.
Yes, and yes.
And then also, in the spare bedroom, there's something in there that she likes, over by the dresser.
Okay.
So what would be in the spare bedroom that she likes?
Well, actually, see, I don't have a spare bedroom. This is a one-bedroom apartment. But maybe there's some, like, decoration here that she likes. I have an altar here.
Okay. Because it's like it's in a bedroom.
Yes. I have some religious statues, and maybe that's what fascinates her. She had some religious statues when she was alive.
Okay. Because it's in the bedroom. She's telling me that. She also is letting me know that there's like, what is the yellow flowers? What's the semblance of yellow flowers?
I don't think it's symbolism. I just like them. They're daffodils. I love them.
Okay, well, I'm just seeing yellow flowers, and that's your confirmation that your mom's around you. You know, because she's showing me all these things. And you also have what she calls a treasure box. It's probably the jewelry box, but she's talking about treasure box.
Yes, I do.
She says,
I do have a jewelry box.
And then she also says that there's a photo album that has lots of neat old photos in them. Are you the one that has that?
No, I have nothing. Long story. I have nothing from my mother or my father.
What happened?
There's a rift in the family.
Oh, well, then the other people have the photo album then.
Yes.
Okay. But she hangs out. And then she sits on the end of the bed sometimes.
Good. I guess she gets to pet the cat, too, because that's where he hangs out. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your getting in. Yes, and you hit the nail on the head. It's Irish. I don't have any Slavic that I know of anyway. Both of my parents were Irish. But anyway, thank you so much. You hit that nail on the head.
You're welcome. You have a good night. And if anybody wants to get in touch with me, you can reach me at 561-333-5367. I am available to do private readings. And my website, kellyjoepsyche.com. Okay, let's see. 510. Hi, 510.
Hello. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
How are you doing? Have you had a UFO experience?
No, I haven't. My name is Tasha, and I want to know if you can see anything coming up for me.
Well, it looks
like
you're going to have savings at the end of the year.
I'm going to have what?
Savings.
Oh, savings. Oh, okay.
Yes, savings. And then there's something
good.
Dealing with the family. You're going to be pulled in and have to help family.
Oh, okay.
And
do you see me moving
there
this year?
There is a chance. Huh?
You see me moving this year?
Yes. You're going to move where there's roly hills.
Oh, I'm going to move where?
Where there's rolling hills.
Oh, okay. And you said there's a chance of what?
I've lost my train of thought. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Oh.
But you are going to get, there's a chance to make, there will be like a job offer, chance to make some more money. So look for that to happen too.
Okay.
So you got stuff happening where it sets you on your career course.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All
right. Is my father around?
Whoops. I'm sorry, hit the wrong button. Is your father around? Yes.
Yeah.
He's been around lately. Did he wear a hat?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I see a man putting a hat down. And he was quite a snappy dresser. He was always well coiffed. And he had, what cologne did he use? Was it an old, was it Old Spice or something? It was an old cologne.
It could have been Old Spice.
Because it smells like Old Spice to me. So you're going to smell him. And he loved Easter.
Okay.
Easter was his time.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you. All right. 860.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Have you had a UFO experience?
No, I have not.
Okay. Where are you from and what's your name?
My name's Amla and I'm from Connecticut.
And what's your question?
So I was just wondering one of two things. I have a couple of things at the end of April with book signings. I write books. And there's also a retreat that's coming in June. I already signed up for it. I was just wondering, where do you see me in meeting a committed partnership relationship? I really have a feeling it's one of the two places.
I think you'll meet the person at the retreat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can you describe him or anything?
Well, he looks like an old hippie. He wears his hair in a ponytail. He has longer hair, but he has he has light blue eyes. He's 6 foot. He's a thin man. And
he has a
great humor. And he feels like he's like from the West, like California or something like that.
Okay, because this retreat is in Florida. It is sunny there, too. I wasn't sure.
That, you know, that's the guy, you know.
Yes. Okay.
So I see a possibility of meeting him there.
Okay, so do you feel like there's a lot of, it's a quaint retreat. She kept it small on purpose for a lot of reasons. Do you think there's like, 20, 25 people at the most at this thing?
It'll be minimum 15. Maximum
20. Okay.
So just remain open.
What'd you say?
Remain open.
Oh, I will.
And go have fun.
I will. I am so excited. She sold out of the retreat in 2 days. 2 days. Unbelievable. People are wanting to get out.
Neat. Well, I hope you have a good time there. All right, hon. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. Thank you. Take good care.
All right. 201, we're going to try to get you. Hi, 201. It's getting ready to flip off. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Jackie. I'm from New Jersey.
Experience?
Yeah. My son told me that he saw a UFO once. and then it disappeared. But then he said in the area where he lives, they're known to doing, like, drills, like government drills.
Yeah.
So he wasn't sure if it was actually a drill. And, you know, I didn't physically see it myself. But I do have a quick question.
Sure.
And it's about getting the appropriate finance to move between the late spring or summer. Do you see it working out this summer? I wasn't planning on working, but...
Yeah, you will be able to move this summer.
You said I won't?
You will. You will be able to move this summer.
So you do see the finances and the paperwork coming through?
Yes. Because I
okay.
see boxes sitting on the floor. And they're labeled. So you are going to be moving.
Yeah, well, I do have boxes. I have boxes in both houses. I'm trying to, you know, get where I want to move is a family's house. Do you see me and my siblings coming to an amicable term?
No.
Like,
but
you still see me move. But you still see me moving.
Yes. So, I hope that helps you.
Yes, I mean the move involves them, but it is what it is. I mean, either way, they're going to be upset.
Yeah, you can't please them. So, but you are going to be moving into the old homestead, and there you go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. I hope you have a good night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and we'll see you in the future. Next show will be on haunted places and ghosts, and it's the end of the month, I think the 28th. Good night.